This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's by state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, as always, racist to some, well, racist to many, if you're a nigger. And we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek. I guess I'm kind of like a fortune teller. I was the first and only, remember people, the first and only media person that had anything to say negative about that lying, no-count, racist, nigger bastard, Jussie Smollett. Remember a couple of weeks back when I said, "Hey, nigger's lying from the get-go." Everybody else had him on television. Oh, the guy punched me and I punched him back. I saved my Subway sandwich, though. I knew from day one. I told you, good people. Everybody else, all the news media, he's got hurt. They took pictures of the scratch on his face that they have, in fact, found out it was self-inflicted. I guess all of you know by now that he was indicted by his state grand jury yesterday. And I hope they convene a federal grand jury on a hate crime charge, because this rotten, lousy bastard, here I have to tell you, A federal hate crime, also known as a bias-motivated crime, or bias crime, is a prejudice-motivated crime which occurs when the perpetrator targets a victim because of his or her membership or perceived membership in a certain social group or race. That's 18 U.S. Code, mailing threatening communications. That's what that son of a bitch did. He needs to be charged with a federal hate crime. Now, do you know this ignorant bastard? Some of you may be working. You didn't get to see the press conference earlier. This ignorant, no good son of a bitch, he paid those two Nigerian brothers $3,500 to stage the attack. And they said he was dissatisfied with his salary dissatisfied with his salary, so that's why he did part of it. Says that he took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to advance his career. He wasn't making enough money. So apparently he sent a threatening letter to try to get some publicity, to get some more money. When that didn't work, he staged this attack. But anyway, this goofy, ignorant nigger, Jesse Smollett, paid the two Nigerian brothers $3,500. He gave them a $3,000 check. Now that's a dumbass, whether he's a nigger or a hunky or a cracker. He gave them a $3,000 check, and then he gave them $500 afterwards. The check from Jesse Smollett to the brothers, the police department has it. They've got all that information. And the son of a bitch, he made the city of Chicago, with all the crime, all the killings, he made them take 26 detectives. They said 24, but ended up being 26 detectives to handle this case. Now, somebody said, well, they've got pictures. I've been a policeman long enough. You saw those pictures of the two guys walking down the street with their backs to the camera. They would have never caught him. Somebody out there was an informant. These two Nigerians probably told someone what the hell they did. And the informant apparently called the police, because they've never, and I've been a police officer long enough, a professional police officer, they never, and if you see the film and you see the video of these two people walking down the street, you couldn't tell if they were man, woman, black or white, about how tall and how much they weighed. They had heavy coats on. So I guarantee you it came from an informant. But it just pisses me off. Now the nigger Smollett, he's not talking. Some bitch ain't talking now. And they tell me that there were phone recordings. They subpoenaed the phone records that Jesse Smollett and the two Nigerian brothers. Now here's Jesse Smollett, the nigger racist, who said he didn't even know these guys. But now they've got phone conversations that he talked to them an hour before the attack, an hour after the attack, and then when they were over in Nigeria, talked to him over there. Now, isn't it amazing that he doesn't know these guys, but he's given them, maybe it was for homosexual services, I don't know, but he says he didn't know these guys. What a lousy, lying idiot. And here's what I'll say to that, people. And it brings up the premise that I always acknowledge. It's not so much about this stupid nigger. It's about the hypocrisy that goes on in the nigger community. Now, everybody believed him. Let's don't rush to judgment. He's innocent till he's proven guilty. Well, what about Judge Kavanaugh, the white guy that was trying to get the appointment to the United States Supreme Court? What about all his hearings? Didn't you hear all the niggers, Maxine Waters, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris? It's not let's wait, let's don't rush to judgment. They automatically said, hey, this guy's got to go. He attacked this girl. He did this. There was a rush to judgment by every one of those niggers in the Judge Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Now, you won't hear that anywhere else. But those niggers were all over that white guy like a cheap suit. Nobody said anything. But now Cory Booker, that nigger bastard, Kamala Harris, that ignorant bitch, nigger bitch, Maxine Waters, I don't know what to, she's a nigger, but I don't know what the hell to call her, a complete idiot. They rushed to judgment. Didn't they just rush to judgment on Northam, the governor of Virginia? He did something nasty and hurt the hearts of the black people. He was in blackface 35, 40 years ago. I don't think that hurt the heart of anybody. The attorney general, white, wanted him gone. Now the black circled around the lieutenant governor, Fairfax, Justin Fairfax, circled the wagons on him and said, no, we don't want to rush to judgment. Why is there never a rush to judgment when it's a nigger involved? Not a proud black, as always, keep them out of the equation. But when a greasy nigger that comes after white people, and then when it's their turn in the barrel, let's don't rush to judgment? Are you people crazy? Do you understand my premise? I think you do. But they're talking about now what really pissed me off, this commander, the superintendent of the Chicago police, when they ask what should be done with this Jesse Smollett. Now, he's a black man. I don't want to call him a nigger yet. He said he should apologize and he should reimburse the city for all the expenses. And that's true. But never once did the police superintendent say anything about jail time. Now, here's a police superintendent on national television doing a press conference talking about how bad Jesse Smollett was, how much manpower was wasted, how embarrassing he was to the city and the black community. Never mentioned anything. Never mentioned anything about jail time. Now, I just hope the Chicago people, the Chicago state's attorney, I just hope they don't let this bastard go. But I can see it coming. You know, he had mental problems. He wasn't right. Nobody got hurt. Let's just forget about it because he's a nigger. They called the Empire, the show The Empire. You know what they said? Oh, he does a professional job. They're not letting him go. They're not going to let him go because he's a nigger. And the niggers have circled the wagon. I'll say it one more time. Kevin Stein, cross-dresser in St. Louis, he's gone. Megyn Kelly, remember from Fox News who said, oh, I didn't think it was wrong for blackface if you were going to a Halloween party. She lost $20, $30 million. Now, I didn't like the bitch. I thought she was an idiot. But she was white. She's gone. Steincross is gone. Everybody that says something doesn't hurt anybody, but says something that the niggers perceive to be racist, they're gone. Again, Michael Che, Saturday Night Live. Cracker, you're a cracker, Trump. Insulted the whole white community, the whole white nation. In this great United States. We didn't say, I said it. Nobody else said anything. He got promoted to being a host on the Oscars. He didn't go anywhere. What about Snoop Doggy Dogg depicting shooting the president in the head? He's got two or three game shows. He didn't go anywhere. Unbelievable. Paula Deen says something about the blacks, a white gal. She's gone yesterday. Do you people understand? Do you people understand what's going on? And it's bigger. It's a lot bigger than this Jesse Smollett crap. This crap's been going on for the last 10, 15 years. The niggers have been backing down the white man for the last 10, 15 years. And again, keep the proud blacks out of this equation. They work hard every day. They're honorable people. They don't come after the white community. These niggers are racist. Now, you can't say nigger and racist because niggers can't be racist. Are you crazy? Here's a prime example, Jesse Smollett, one of the biggest nigger racists. So when they say a nigger can't be a racist, just say Jesse Smollett, because it shows that blacks can be racist. I'm sorry, niggers can be racist. Proud blacks work with the proud white community. We don't have to live together to respect each other. You know, it's like a arranged marriage in India, where the family of the daughter will say, well, you're going to marry this guy 5 years from now when you're 15 years old. Girl says, I don't want to marry him. Well, you have to. It's like an arranged marriage here in the United States. We can live around black people. We can hang with black people. We can socialize. We can work with black people. But don't tell me or even the proud blacks that we have to live with each other. We don't have to live with each other. We don't have to live with the crackers and the Hoosiers if we're white. And the proud black don't have to live with the niggers because they're black. People want to make this arranged situation. You can't arrange a white person and a black person living together. You can attempt to make sure they respect each other, that they work proudly together, that they coexist. You can make that happen because there's laws that say you can't hurt somebody, you can't discriminate. But there ain't no damn law that says we have to have prearranged relationships like they do in India and these foreign countries. You know, they want to make us be around the niggers, the crackers, the hunkies. But as I said yesterday, look at all the black groups. 75 I counted. Black Lawyers Association, 100 black men, 100 black women, black this, black accountants association. When the hell is that going to stop? Go ahead, Everett. You're on the dark side.
Throw a little bit of info in here. You know, Jesse Smalley thing. You know, his sister is dating Cory Booker. Think there's any collusion of any kind in that whole situation? You know, Booker came out and said, oh, I better hold off on saying anything in the beginning.
Well, you know, Everett, I don't know. I don't know about the collusion, and I don't care who Cory Booker's dating. I know he finally got the snatch that he was trying to snatch. That's what he said. That's his words, people, not mine. But, Everett, you know, I don't think Cory Booker had anything to do with this. And I honestly think if he was dating Smollett's sister or not, he's a nigger. Cory Booker is a nigger, and he'd be one of the first to take up for another nigger. So there may be some personal involvement there, Everett, but I don't think it really made any difference who the nigger was. Cory Booker, Maxine Waters, Kamala Harris, those racists, those known black supremacist racists, they would have come out in support of him no matter what. Don't you agree? Everett, I let him go. You know, you can't listen to the show. She can't listen to the show and talk at the same time. But people, do you understand? Now, what Everett said, it made no difference. Cory Booker is a known racist. And see, I will say that he's a racist. I will say Maxine Waters. You won't hear that on MSNBC. You won't even hear that on Fox, the conservative station. They've all proven themselves as racist. But there again, all of them supported Jesse Smollett. And then when they found that it was not correct, they didn't chastise him. They're saying, don't rush to judgment. Again, they didn't say, don't rush to judgment whenever the white boys were involved. When the white boys were involved. And also, I've got here, it's a serious federal crime to use the mail to threaten a person. Now, he threatened himself, but he still used the mail. The letter, you ought to see, it looked like a third grader put it together. Apparently, he put that threatening letter together to get recognition so maybe he could get a raise. And when that didn't work, then he went through this stage attack. Now, isn't it amazing a nigger to go through all this crap so he can make more money? I mean, this son of a bitch does nothing but act a couple hours a week, I guess. I don't know how long they're on their stage. But this son of a bitch, this greedy bastard, wasn't making enough money. So he has to put the whole country in turmoil. But I say to that, I'm not happy it happened. I'm not happy that the policemen in Chicago had to work their ass off, waste their time when they could have been handling some real serious crime. But I'm glad it happened to the point where once again, it brings out what I say today and every day about the reverse racism. It's unbelievable, people. This had never happened. If a white guy would have done this, everybody would have been up in arms. Everybody would have been up in arms. Look at, there's another Trumpster. There's another guy that's for Trump. There's another racist that's hating on black people. Where is the NAACP? I ask and I say today and every day. Where's the NAACP? Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton, that greasy no-count idiot? He's probably got his alien head in the sand, hiding in the sand, because he remembers the Tawana Brawley situation. What the hell is wrong, people? Don't we understand? Don't we understand now, as a proud white community, what I've been preaching for the last year, two or three? Hell, I don't even remember. I've been preaching it so long. It's time that we take a stand, not against the proud blacks. It's time that we take a stand against this reverse racism. It's time we take a stand because every time a white person does something, he's out of there. Do you remember Cory Booker at the hearings on Judge Kavanaugh? Oh, you should resign. You should go. You know, you're no good. He rushed the judgment. He believed that woman because he wanted to. But now with this nigger, let's don't rush to judgment. Do you people now understand what I'm talking about the reverse racism? I hope you do. I want to go over to Illinois. Tried to get here a couple days ago. Never have enough time. They're going to make marijuana legal in Illinois. And it's only because of the, I have to say Democrats, because they've been in power forever. Madigan and all the bastards. They're going to legalize marijuana so they can make millions of dollars. You can possess up to 220 grams, about a half pound of marijuana at a time. Now, I guess the police officers are going to have to go around with the scale. But I want to know, how are you going to legalize marijuana until you get all the kinks out of it? How are they going to prove that you're driving under the influence of marijuana? What, are they going to have a blood test right there? See, all they're thinking about, these politicians, is the money grab. And it's the money grab, people, because they've been stealing from us, both Democrats and Republicans, for the last 30, 40, 50 years. Why don't they make prostitution legalized? I guarantee you, I'd rather have prostitution legalized than drugs. But they say, oh, it's okay. But what have I said in the past? These politicians make us criminals. The same thing that I put people and a lot of police officers put people in jail for 20, 30 years ago. I'm not proud of it. I was doing my job as all policemen do their job. They did 2 and 3 years for possession of marijuana. Now, because the politicians have stole all of our money from everything else and every place else, now it's okay to legalize marijuana. It would have been thought of 20 years ago. But now these politicians take us from criminals to entrepreneurs. Now you can go out and sell marijuana. You can get a license and sell marijuana. And it says there'll be a civil penalty of $200 to $400 for minors who try to attempt to buy marijuana. You don't think there's going to be a 21-year-old buy marijuana and then sell it in the black market to the 15, 16, 70-year-olds, 17-year-olds? You people know that. But they want to make this such a money grab, people. They want to make marijuana. Now they're going to have sports betting. And I don't give a damn about sports betting. If somebody wants to spend their money, be an idiot and spend their money gambling, that's their business. Of course, it hurts our economy because a house is going foreclosure. They end up having to steal or rob. They go to jail. Then we have to support them in jail. But it's unbelievable what they said. And this is a black lady. And it's amazing. Of course, they all want to take up for their race. And I don't blame them. It says also in this bill, in this marijuana bill, that at least 51% of the licenses for cultivating the marijuana in retail cannabis stores be issued in communities disproportionately harmed. Now listen, disproportionately harmed by the war on drugs, which the bill defines as census tracts in which more than half the population is African American. Now, they're going to take and put the marijuana distribution points in the areas where all the drugs and the druggies are at. Now, that really sounds intelligent, doesn't it? That sounds real intelligent because it's the black area. They want the blacks to make money, so we don't care how they make money. Hell, let's shovel that marijuana. Let's make it legal. But they want it in the populations where it's African American, at least 51%. Because of the war on drugs. So here's what I'm going to do. You're an alcoholic. I'm going to put you in jail, and I'm going to put 3 cases of liquor in your cell every day to penalize you. That's what this stupid-ass nigger bitch politician from Chicago wants to do. She wants to put the drugs in the areas where the drugs and the violence already are. Now, that sounds like a winner to me. Now, I'm not the smartest guy in town. Well, I'm pretty smart, but it's amazing. I know the law enforcement groups, they're against it, but it's going to happen because Madigan, mad dog Mike Madigan, that criminal, that no count, no good for nothing political criminal piece of crap, he's going to let it happen because on his watch, we're $5, $10, $15 billion in debt. Got $9 or $10 billion of unfunded pension funds. But now the new governor, Pritzker, the governor, he wants to have a graduated income tax. Now everybody pays enough income tax, but you know what's going to happen? He wants to penalize the rich. He wants to penalize the people that have busted their ass. He wants to penalize the business people. He wants to have a graduated tax. So the wealthy pay more. Well, the wealthy have paid enough, I believe. I think everybody should pay their fair share. But you know what's going to happen? The wealthy people, the successful businesses, They're going to go to Missouri. They're going to go to Indiana. They're going to go to Wisconsin. They're going to go to Iowa. They're going to go to the surrounding states. And everybody knows that, but nobody will say it. Everybody knows that the high taxes in Illinois are going to drive everybody out. They don't know what else to do. So they're going to legalize marijuana. They're going to legalize sports betting. Two of the vices that years back, you could do 2, 3, 4, 5 years in jail. But now all of a sudden, they need the money, so it's legal. 20 years ago, the video poker was the worst thing that ever happened to the state of Illinois, they said. Now today, 20 years since, it's the savior of a lot of small businesses, a lot of restaurants, a lot of taverns, because they can't make it without the gambling. But I just think this marijuana situation, being an ex-policeman, and even not, you intelligent people out there, everybody's going to be driving in their cars. They're going to be smoking marijuana. They're going to be high on marijuana. I've never smoked marijuana. I drank 50 years ago. I don't think I've ever driven drunk because I didn't like the taste of alcohol. But how are they going to determine if you're incapacitated with marijuana? I don't understand that. Maybe because you're driving down. Now with the marijuana laws, not only can you not have a phone driving down the street, you can't have a bag of chips. You can't have the munchies driving down the street. So, and I don't want to make fun of it, people, but it's a situation that it's going to get out of hand. But all the politicians, especially the Democrats, all they give a damn about is the money grab. So I say again, legalize prostitution. You can legalize a lot of crap if you need the money. And I honestly think the legalization of prostitution's coming. They don't have much more to do other than the intelligent Democrats. You know what they want to do now? They want to tax you for driving down the street. A Democrat has actually come up with the situation. They backed off of it because people went crazy on it. But it was a Democratic situation where they said, we'll charge 2.5 cents a mile to drive in the highways of Illinois. Now, we're going to eliminate the fuel tax. What they eliminate, the $100 million on the fuel tax, they'll make back 50 times over. Do you know the traffic on the Illinois highways? And they're going to tax us? That shows you how desperate. That shows you how desperate they are.
But, because it's not going to...
Okay, Asaris, wait, let him hold on to it. Asaris, you can't use those MF words. Now you know that. So put the phone up to your mouth because I can barely hear you. We want to have an intelligent conversation. I know you're an intelligent black man. I have no problem, but, you know, the MFs and the crap we can't use, so go ahead.
I love your show. Hey, you get me through the day and the night, man. So what I was talking about, I'm driving down Dunn Road, and this nigga is attempting to rip this lady's jacket off of her. So I had to stop my car in the middle of traffic, man. But he jumped in his car like a scary pussy. I'm cussing. I was about to beat him. You were right, man. These niggas, they are the most violent and the most, I don't know. What is their culture, man?
Hey, Saris, let me ask you, the gal that was getting accosted, was she black or white?
It was a nigga versus nigga.
Wait a minute, Asaris. Now, I got to disagree with you. Now, why would you say the victim just
in the wind? I didn't know if she had a cat on her head or a ferret. But I stopped my car because he's bigger than her.
Yeah.
And he's wailing on
her. Hey, Asaris, I know you're a proud black man. We don't have to agree on everything. But this Jesse Smollett, don't you think that white people are really getting pushed? And I know you're a proud black man, and you're for the black community as I am for the white. I'm not against the black community. I'm just really for the white community. As most black people, they will tell you right up front. They're for the black community because, Asaris, I make the analogy. I'm going to feed my family. Now, if the family next door is starving, as soon as my family gets food, if there's any extra, I'm going to give it to them. And I think the white and black community feel the same. They don't want to hurt each other's race, but they want to take care of their own. Don't you believe that?
But niggas had their day in the sun in this country. Niggas had their day in the sun in this country when Martin Luther King and all the civil rights niggas tried to free them. So when they freed them, the only thing we got the integration did is let, you know, niggas go make love to white women and also buy guns and drink at the white on, you know, the integrated water fountain.
I think integration has been bad for black people, man. We ain't progressed in the last 50 years.
You know, Sars, thanks for the call. You're not supposed to be driving and talking on the phone, damn it. So pull over to the side next time. Sars, a proud black man, thank you. But I agree. I don't think integration has done anything to the black community. I think the black community, not the niggers, because they sell out every day. I think the black community is finally understanding that. And I think they've came off the political plantation. And I always say it's always about politics. Politics and money. Race is a secondary effect. It's always about politics and money. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Had a cat on her head. Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side, and as always, I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to take it any less. I hope you people understand, and once again, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, NAACP, we try to contact all of you for your take, but no, they got their heads in the sand because it's a nigger, a nigger got caught up in a racist situation. You think they're going to announce it? You think they're going to denounce that man? Hell no, they're not. They're all going to stick together. But let a white man stub his toe. Let a white man 35, 40 years ago put on blackface acting like an idiot. And it hurts the hearts of the niggers. Well, this hurts the heart of me, Bob Romanek. I want to get to East St. Louis, a town that I grew up in, a town that I love. I read the Monitor newspaper, and it's amazing what I'm reading. It's got the candidate for mayor, don't know him very well. I hear he's a decent man. Father was a decent man, knew him quite well. The candidate for mayor, Robert Easton III, and Hearts for the People, that's his team. He's received, listen people, especially St. Clair County, he's received the endorsements of the leaders of the Democratic and the Republican parties both. He received the endorsement of Frank Smith, Curtis McCall Sr., Ricky Thomas, Scott Randolph, and the people in East St. Louis and St. Clair County. You'll recognize all those names. He's received the endorsement of Mark Jackson, an honorable man from Centerville, the mayor of Centerville. He's received the endorsement from Curtis McCall Jr., the mayor of Cahokia. He's received the endorsement of Ricky Thomas, the mayor of East St. Louis. He's received the endorsement of Centerville Township and East St. Louis Township supervisors, Alvin Parks, the ex-mayor, and Curtis McCall Sr. It's unbelievable, people. You know when I think somebody's wrong, I chastise them, whether they're black or white, whether they're Democrat or Republican. So I feel compelled at this time to salute the Centerville Township Supervisor, Curtis McCall Sr., and the Democratic membership and leadership of Centerville Township, and also the Democratic leadership of East St. Louis. Finally, I say finally, standing up for their people. Now, Bob Sprague, he's endorsed Amika Jackson Hicks. You people know her, the failed mayor of East St. Louis. She's working with Bob Sprague, people down in East St. Louis. Remember this, if you remember nothing else. She's working with Bob Sprague and Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. She's working along with Bob Sprague. You know Bob Sprague. He's a lawyer who's fighting to protect Monsanto. You hear me? Bob Sprague, the St. Clair County Democratic Central Committee chairman. Been there for so many years, destroyed the city of East St. Louis, in my opinion. But she's working along with Bob Sprague. She has his endorsement. That's like having the endorsement from the devil. Bob Sprague's working to help Monsanto and Ciro from compensating all you good people. You hear me? From compensating all you good people below the hill in Washington Park, Centerville, Allerton, Cahokia, all below the hill. That some have died, some of your family members have died, and many, many are sick because of the alleged fumes and toxic waste from Monsanto and Ciro. You good people below the hill know that. All throughout East St. Louis, all throughout East St. Louis Township, Canteen Township, Centerville Township, primarily black. You think Sprague would be fighting against the white guys getting money in Belleville? Hell no, he wouldn't. He'd be the first one to say, oh no, they deserve $50 million apiece. But you good people below the hill, primarily black, you guys are suffering because of Bob Sprague. You're suffering because of Amika Jackson Hicks supporting Bob Sprague. She's one of Bob Sprague's biggest supporters. So if she supports Bob Sprague, she must support what he's doing, people. Trying to take the compensation away from you good people that deserve it, that are entitled to it because of the alleged activity of Monsanto and Ciro Copper and Brass. You people know how many family members are sick down there breathing those fumes. But Bob Sprague, the St. Clair County Democratic chairman, he's fighting to keep that money in the hands of the greedy Monsanto Corporation and the Ciro Corporation. And I hope all you good people in Washington Park, East St. Louis, Centerville, Allerton, Cahokia, Brooklyn, I hope you good people understand what he's done. And I hope you understand what Amika Jackson Hicks, the failed mayor of East St. Louis, I hope you understand what she's done. She's supporting this man. She's supporting this man 1,000%. And he, in turn, is endorsing Amika Jackson Hicks. You good people in East St. Louis, this is a very, very important election. A vote for Robert Easton, I believe, is a vote for change. A vote for Amika Jackson the incumbent mayor, the failed mayor, is a vote for Bob Sprague, is a vote for Mark the Big Faggot Kern, is a vote for those white boys in Belleville to continue to keep you on the political plantation. And you people know that. Nobody likes Bob Sprague. They were afraid of him. I've shown you good people. You don't have to be afraid of that asswipe, no good, pissing in the pants bastard. I've come after him year after year. I've knocked him down. He won't return the call. He don't want to face me because he knows that I know the truth. And I hope you good people in East St. Louis find the truth out, that Bob Sprague's a no good racist bastard. And Amika Jackson Hicks, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're running for mayor and you're asking for the proud black community's vote in East St. Louis. And then you're working along with Bob Sprague. Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal, Sprague. You're working along with him to keep the proud people below the hill from getting the compensation that they need for the suffering for them and their families. Bob Sprague said, give them $400 or $500. Bob Sprague's going to make probably $1 million as a legal attorney for Monsanto and Cyril Copper. And when Bob Sprague endorses anybody below the hill, people, you guys ought to run, because Bob Sprague's not for anybody. He's not for the black community. He's for Bob Sprague and Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the two rich white boys from Belleville that prey on you poor people, you poor black people below the hill. It's unbelievable. But I just want to salute all the leaders, all the black leadership, and I cuss them out when I think they're wrong. I chastise them when I think they're wrong. But I want to compliment Curtis McCall Sr. and his leadership. And I want to compliment Frank Smith, who I don't always agree with. I don't always agree with anybody. But I think they made the turn to make East St. Louis a better place. I'd like to go down East St. Louis and shop, go to restaurants like I did when I was 15, 20 years old. And I know everybody else that had to move out of East St. Louis would like to do the same. So when I see all the proud black politicians, the successful, in power politicians, endorsing Robert Eastern III, I think they've turned the corner. I think they've turned the corner. I think they've got off the political plantation. I think they've probably told Bob Sprague, it's time for you to go, you ass white bastard. And I say you guys are wrong. It was time for him to go 20 years ago. We got to get back on course. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
But if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand. for something or you'll fall for anything. You got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. The dark side. We're speaking of East St. Louis. I gotta say, what a great sight it would be to get some political leaders down there to clean up the town, to bring businesses in right across the river from downtown St. Louis. Great view of the arch. When they take a picture of the arch, it's always from the Illinois side. And I honestly think, again, not knowing the gentleman very well, knowing his father, knew his father very well. He was an honorable man. I think Robert Easton III, I think he's a bright light for the city of East St. Louis people. I know they've got 18 or 20 of the committeemen on their side. So you good people in East St. Louis, I'm not endorsing anybody, but I'm against Amika Jackson Hicks, who's helped destroy for the last 4 years, who's helped Bob Sprague get his foot in the door so he can stop you good people from getting any kind of compensation so you can take care of your family that is sick and dying from the chemicals at Monsanto and Cyril Copper. Amika Jackson Hicks is supported by Bob Sprague. She's supported by Mark the Big Faggot Kern, whose great-great-grandfather let a innocent black man be hung at the St. Clair County Courthouse. I hope you proud black people below the hill understand that. And I thank Bob Sprague, I thank you and your ass-wiped little butt boy, Mark the Big Faggot Kern. I think your political days are numbered. And I actually see a new beginning, a fresh start for the decent, deserving, good people of East St. Louis. And there's a lot of them down there. I just hope they destroy Bob Sprague politically. You people in East St. Louis, he's endorsing Amika Jackson Hicks. What has she done for you the last 4 years other than have her state job, who for some reason she lost awful quick, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. She's destroyed that town, people. I think Robert Easton III and his group, I think it is a new light, the dawning of a new day in East St. Louis. Now, I'd have to say, give them the opportunity. If they don't take that opportunity and do for you good people in 4 years, you know what to do. I'll be talking about them in 4 years. But I think this is a new start for you good people in East St. Louis. I think Robert Easton III will make a great candidate for mayor. I think you elect his board. I think he'll be able to do something positive. And if you get rid of Bob Sprague as your St. Clair County board chairman, central committee chairman for the Democratic Party, I think East St. Louis and the proud blacks below the hill who get every candidate elected every year, I don't have to tell you that, I think you'll start getting the respect that you deserve. Bob Sprague, Mark Kern has never given you guys the respect. And they'll continue to disrespect you until you disrespect them and throw their white racist asses out of office. As always, people, time to go. So let's continue to unite. As always, let's expose these ass white bastards and Bob Sprague. I think the wicked witch is dead. I think the wicked witch is gone. I think the proud people, both black and white in St. Clair County, the proud, hardworking Democrats have found you out, God Sprague, because you're not God. You're a piece of crap. You and Mark the Big Faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman. Now East St. Louis, below the hill, Centerville Township, you guys come together and destroy, politically destroy these bastards because they've been destroying you and disrespecting you with their race. You call me a racist because of my language. I've helped plenty of black people. Those two rotten racist bastards haven't helped anybody but themselves and their families. So let's continue to expose these son of bitches, as I will up until election day. And as always, at the end of the day, especially now, noting you good people of East St. Louis, you have to destroy, Bob Sprague. You have to get rid of him as St. Clair County Central Committee Chairman, because for the last 30 years, he's done nothing but take, take, take. You have to destroy him. No violence. Destroy him and the rest of his political group, his political corrupt, politically corrupt group, you hear me? Have to destroy them politically before they continue, as you people have witnessed, to destroy us. So let's destroy them again, politically, of course, no violence, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 and I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch! This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho, hee hee, haha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, haha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ.
St. Louis.